Hello, everybody. All right. We've had a lot of people here. We've had some of the greatest opera singers. We've had some of the finest dancers. We've had jazz musicians. We've had country music singers, and we've had gospel singers. We've had all kinds of wonderful performers. This is the first time, however, we've had a special program of bluegrass music. And I figured it's a night for guitars and banjos and fiddles. And there's a special character to bluegrass music. After I leave this stand, Ralph Renzler, who's one of the most noted folk historians in this country, he's helping me tonight, and he's going to give you a special presentation about each individual group that plays. So to welcome Mr. Renzler, and to welcome a wonderful evening of bluegrass music, let's give them all a round of applause. Thank you. I love you all.
From the South Lawn of the White House, National Public Radio presents a concert of bluegrass and country music, recorded August 7th, 1980, and featuring the artistry of Doc Watson and Bill Monroe with his bluegrass boys.
Friends, it's a special evening, and it's a real honor to note that this country has taken a long time to really pay tribute to the grassroots cultural musicians that it's got and that have been heard all over the world. We're going to welcome Doc Watson, Merrill Watson, and Michael Coleman from Deep Gap, North Carolina, to play some of that great music for you that they played on four continents of this globe. Let's make them welcome here tonight.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. You dug the grave 4 feet long, you dug it 3 feet deep. You roll the cold clay over her and trump it with your feet. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. Trouble, oh, this trouble rolling o'er my breast. As long as I'm a living, boys, they ain't gonna let me rest. I know they're going to hang me, tomorrow I'll be dead. Though I never even harmed a hair on poor little Laurie's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You kill little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. At this time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in a lonesome holler, hanging from a white oak tree. You can take down my old violin and play it all you please. For at this time tomorrow, boys, it'll be of no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. In this world and one more, then reckon where I'll be. If it hadn't been for Grayson, boys, I'd be in Tennessee. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die.
That's a little notion of the, well, it's Mike and Doc Merle's notion of some of the old-time country picking.